Hey everyone, my name's Ken, and welcome to the Ken and Barbie Show. Now, Barbie isn't here today, so today will be a little bit of a shorter episode, but without any further ado, let's discuss today's topic. Now, I'm not talking about how to get a girl interested or how to get her to like you. I'm talking about when you two have already known each other for a while, and it's time for you to take that big step and ask her out on your first date. Now, I'm sure most of you think, you know, what's so hard? All you do is go up to a girl and ask, hey, you know, do you want to go out sometime? But believe it or not, in my opinion, that's actually one of the worst ways to ask a girl out, because that puts her on the spotlight, and the minute any girl or any person feels uncomfortable to do something, they'll just say no right away. For example, if it's wintertime and you're walking with a girl and it's cold, and you say, hey, do you want my jacket? Pretty sure most of the time she'll say no, it's okay, because she doesn't want to feel bad that you're cold and she's warm. How you should say it is, hey, you know, you look cold, let me give you my jacket. The biggest difference between the two is that one's a question and one's a sentence. When you ask a question, you're immediately putting her on the spotlight, and anytime any person feels uncomfortable, they're going to say no right away. When you say it as a sentence, you're just offering her the jacket, you're showing her that you care and that you're considerate, and that you've thought about her. And most of the time, a girl will say, you know what, thank you very much, that's so sweet of you. Now let's take this and apply it back to the dating world. Instead of asking, hey, do you want to go out sometime? Why don't you try saying, hey, you know, if you're free Saturday night, I would love to take you out for dinner. This way, at least, you're not putting her on the spotlight, and she's not inclined to say no, but rather, she'd most likely say, that's actually not a bad idea, let me call you soon and let you know. You see, this way, at least, she's actually considering your offer, rather than just giving you a straight-up no. Or she might even say, you know what, that sounds like a pretty cool idea, let's do it. And if you think about it, this is actually a good practice that can apply outside of the dating world. If you're at work and you see that your boss is staying late while everyone else has left, and you go up to him and just say, hey boss, is there anything I can do to help? A lot of times he'll just say, no, it's okay, you can head home for the night. But if you said instead, hey boss, you know, I see you have a lot of work and you're still here, let me give you a hand. He'll actually most likely say, hey, thank you so much, I really appreciate this. And just like that, you just left a really memorable impression on your boss, which could potentially lead to something really good in the future. But back to the dating world now. Now, there's one word you want to not say ever to a girl, and that's the word date. The minute you say date, you're labeling it. And the minute you label it, the girls get scared. If you say, hey, if you're free Saturday night, I would love to take you out on a date, a lot of times she'll be scared of the word date and say, hey, no, it's okay, I'm not that interested. That's why you should try to stay away from that, and instead just say something, hey, if you're free, I would love to take you to dinner Saturday night. At least that leaves things open to interpretation, and that she knows that you're not expecting anything out of it, and that it could just be a friendly meetup that ends up really well, or, you know, that just ends up normal, right? But either way, you know, try to stay away from the word date, because that will scare a lot of people the minute you label it. And that's all the advice I have to give out for today. Hope you find it useful, and again, like I mentioned earlier, because Barbie isn't here, it was a little bit of a shorter episode. But anyways, thank you everybody for tuning in. Hope you come back and listen to us again soon. I wish everyone a good morning, good afternoon, and good night.